We turn to politics, and even if it's 3 years to the next presidential election, it might not have seemed that way this weekend, as New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie campaigned for re-election and Democrat Hillary Clinton received an enthusiastic endorsement. NBC's Kelly O'Donnell is on the trail with Christie and hints of 2016.
Riding a double-digit lead in the polls and a week-long bus tour, Governor Chris Christie's campaign style is Jersey personal, wrapping an arm around voters, posing for photos in a packed diner today.
The best. Love them to death.
In Jersey, we can handle, you know, his abruptness and, you know, the so-called bully. But I think that the other parts of the country may not respond well to that.
When you listen to me, you don't wonder what I'm thinking.
Christie has done his part to stoke the 2016 speculation.
Are you trying to be a different kind of Republican in this race?
I was just trying to be me. And then you could decide whether that's different or not. But I'm just me.
With the Republican Party bruised nationally, its defeated presidential candidate Mitt Romney talked up Christie's chances on Meet the Press.
Chris could easily become our nominee and save our party and help get this nation on the right track again. They don't come better than Chris Christie.
Today, President Obama joined the campaign trail in Virginia's governor's race. The president, who did not campaign for Christie's New Jersey opponent, Barbara Buono, did turn out for Terry McAuliffe, as Democrats hope to take back the state house.
I hope you're ready to fight for Terry, because he's ready to fight for you for the next 4 years.
McAuliffe, a longtime friend of the Clintons, raised the 2016 curtain when Hillary Clinton appeared for him last month in her first political speech since leaving the State Department. And Democrats answered the Christie buzz as New York Senator Chuck Schumer served up an early endorsement.
But 2016 is Hillary's time. Run, Hillary! Run! If you run, you'll win, and we'll all win.
And this is the last stop on Governor Christie's bus tour today, and he tells me that he hopes his voters will turn out on Tuesday and maybe push him above 50% of the vote. If that happens, it'd be the first time a Republican had pulled that off in New Jersey in 25 years. That, Christie says, would send a message about his future prospects.